Welcome back. In this audio lesson, we're going to build one of those drum and bass bass lines that sounds simple on paper, but feels expensive when it loops. Rolling bass accents, not just make some notes louder. I mean accents as a full system. Volume, tone, note length, and a little bit of movement that makes the bass line breathe with the drums. And we're doing it using Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs only. No third-party synths, no fancy preset packs you can't open later. Just solid fundamentals that translate. Before we touch sound design, set yourself up for success. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fair game, but let's pick 174, because it's right in that classic roller pocket. Now drop in a quick drum anchor. Use a stock drum rack from a Live 12 pack, something that feels like a two-step kit or a break kit. Program the simplest reference groove, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and hats on 8th notes, or shuffled 16ths if you want more jungle swing. This is important, you can't judge bass accents in a vacuum. Accents only make sense when they're reacting to drums. Now we build the bass in two layers, sub for weight, mid for character. Think of it as mix safety versus attitude. If your mid gets muted and the groove collapses, you didn't write a good bass line. The rhythm should live even on the sub. Let's start with the sub. Predate a MIDI truck and name it sub. Load operator. On operator, oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it clean. This is your foundation, so we want it stable and phase friendly. Set the amp envelope like this. Attack at 0, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds depending on how dense your pattern is. Sustain either all the way down or very low, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is a bass note that ends cleanly without clicking and doesn't smear into the next hit. Now add utility after operator. Set width to 0%, mono, non-negotiable for most drum and bass subs. If your sub is wide, it will vanish on bigger systems and it'll fight your kick in unpredictable ways. Then add a saturator, but keep it subtle. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, and trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. We're not trying to hear distortion, we're trying to add a little translation and density. Quick teacher note, do not build your sub by making it huge in the mixer. Build it by making it consistent. Consistency is what makes the groove feel like it's pulling the track forward. Now the MID layer. Create another MIDI track and name it MID. Load Waveeatable. Pick a harmonically rich Waveeatable on Oscillator 1. Something sawish is perfect. Oscillator 2 is optional, but if you use it, detune lightly, plus or minus 5 to 12 cents. Keep unison conservative, 2 to 4 voices, small amount. We want motion, not a phase disaster. Set up a low-pass filter, LP24 is a great default. Put the cutoff somewhere like 150 to 400 Hz to start. Add a touch of filter drive, like 2 to 6%. You're shaping the mid so it can speak when accents hit. Amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain low to medium depending on how held you want it, and release about 80 to 150 milliseconds. The mid doesn't need to be super long. Rolling bass often feels tighter than you think. Now add some harmonics. If you've got the shaper device in your Live 12 setup, use it lightly to add edge, or use saturator with 3 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on. After that, add auto filter. This is going to be part of your accent system. Keep it simple, low pass or band pass, and we'll map cutoff later. Now we're going to glue these two layers into one playable instrument, and this is where things get fun. Create a new MIDI track called bass. Add an instrument rack. Put your sub chain and MID chain inside it. If you already built them on separate tracks, you can recreate the device chains inside the rack so everything is in one place with macros. Now make some macros. Here's the mindset. Macros are your accent knobs. You want one move to change multiple things in a musical way. Macro 1. Accent tone. Map it to the Waveeatable filter cutoff. And if you want, also to the auto filter cutoff later in the chain. Macro 2. Accent bite. Map it to shaper amount or saturator drive on the MID chain. If you're using parallel dirt later, this macro can control the parallel chain volume instead of adding more drive. Macro 3. Note length. Map it mostly to MID amp decay, and just a tiny amount to sub decay. That way you can make the bass feel more urgent without wrecking the low end sustain. Macro 4. Sublevel. Map to a utility gain or operator volume on the sub chain. Macro 5. Mid level. Map to a utility gain on the MID chain. Macro 6. Stereo. Map to utility width on the MID chain only. Leave the sub mono, always. Now we write the MIDI. Make a 2-bar clip on the bass track. Start with a classic roll, eighth notes as your bass. Then add a couple of 16th note pickups, especially leading into important moments like the snare or the next downbeat. Choose a root note that hits hard for drum and bass, like F, F sharp, G, or A. Keep it in a low but sensible range. If you go too low, you'll lose definition and your monitoring lies to you. Here's a simple musical rule: while you place notes, leave space before the snare. That little hole is an accent in itself. The bass ducks itself, the snare reads bigger, and the groove gets that inhale-exhale feeling. Now open the velocity lane in the MIDI clip. This is where your accents start, but we're going to do it with intention. Set your main notes somewhere around velocity 70 to 90. Ghost notes live down around 25 to 45. Accent notes, your strikes, are 100 to 127, but use them sparingly. Coach note, think accent hierarchy, not random loud notes. Pick two or three priority hits per two bars. Often one is right after the snare, and another is leading into the next downbeat. If you can hum those priority hits, your roll is going to feel intentional. Also, use note ends as accents. Shorten a couple notes right before the snare so the bass stops early. That stop is energy. It's the difference between looping MIDI and a bass line that plays the groove. Now we make velocity affect tone, not just volume. Because in drum and bass, accents should be felt as brightness, grit, and urgency, not just louder. Option 1 is inside Wavetable. Go to the modulation matrix. Assign velocity to filter cutoff. Amount around plus 10 to plus 25 to start. Then assign velocity to amp with a smaller amount, like plus 5 to plus 15, just so harder hits have a little extra punch. Option 2 is more controllable. Use expression control after the instrument rack. Map velocity to macro 1, accent tone, so higher velocities open the filter. Then map velocity to macro 2, accent bite, so harder hits add grit. Keep the ranges tasteful. In a good roller, the accents are obvious when you focus on them, but they don't scream automation. Advanced tip you can try once the basic version works. Create two velocity zones. Under about 55, notes become engine room ghosts. Darker and shorter. Over about 95, they turn into statements. Brighter and nastier. In expression control, you can shape the mapping, so it barely moves until the top third of the velocity range, then it ramps harder. That gives you ghost behavior and strike behavior without changing devices mid-clip. Now let's lock the low end so this actually mixes with drums. On the MIDI chain, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient isn't obliterated. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, depending on how it breathes with your groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. On the SUB chain, be gentle. Either no sidechain or just a little, like 1 to 3 dB. A common mistake is sidechaining the sub so hard the track loses its engine. You want the kick to read, but you still need momentum. Add EQ8 on the MID chain and high pass at around 120 to 200 Hz. Adjust by ear. The principle is what matters. Let the SUB own the deepest lows, and let the MID do the talking above it. Now check something important. Mute the MID chain for a moment. Does the bass line still groove? If yes, you've built a real rhythm. If not, rewrite the MIDI so the pattern itself rolls before you rely on harmonics. Next, we add controlled movement over time, because a 2-bar loop is not a track. Duplicate your 2-bar idea out to 8 bars, and use an energy map. Bars 1 to 2, baseline groove, moderate accents. Bars 3 to 4, slightly more urgency. Open accent tone a touch, or shorten a couple note lengths. Not everything, just a few strategic hits. Bars 5 to 6, reduce the MID level by 1 to 2 dB so it feels like the track takes a breath, but keep the sub pattern identical. This is a pro trick. The sub stays consistent for club systems and DJ mixing, while the mid tells the story. Bars 7 to 8, payoff. Add 1 or 2 extra pickups and briefly increase accent bite. You can also do a call and response move. Change pitch on the last 8th note of a bar, like root to 5th or root to minor 7th, at a low velocity. It sounds like an answer without adding more notes. If you want a jungle wink, do a tiny triplet teaser fill at the end of bar 2 or 4. Twitch the grid to 16th note triplets for one beat and add a quiet 2 or 3 note run. Keep it subtle. It should feel like the drummer smirked, not like the bass line took over the drop. A couple more sound design extras if you want to push it. Still stock only. If your sub isn't translating on smaller speakers, an operator bring in a tiny amount of oscillator B1 octave up. Also a sign, very low level, that controlled, second harmonic helps the ear track the note without turning your low end into a mess. If you do that, You may want to high pass the mid a bit higher so you don't stack low mids. For talking accents, add another auto filter on the MID in band pass mode, somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.2 kHz, with moderate resonance. Map that frequency very slightly to your tone macro. On accents, you'll hear a throat-like vowel peak, but it won't become a dubstep wobble if you keep the range small. For stereo movement that doesn't wreck the center, widen only above a crossover. Put EQ 8 before your widening effect. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Then do something subtle like auto pan at 5 to 15% amount. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16th. Phase at 180 degrees. Again. Mid only. Sub stays untouched. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you refine. If your sub isn't mono, fix that first. If your accents are only louder, you're missing the point. Accents are tone plus length plus movement. If the mid has too much low end, it will fight the sub and blur the kick. High pass it. If everything is accented, nothing is. Contrast is the groove. If your side chain is too fast or too deep, the bass will flap or vanish. Let it breathe. Here's a quick 15-minute practice routine to lock this in. Build the sub and mid rack exactly like we did. Write a 2-bar pattern with 6 to 10 notes total. Include at least 2 ghost notes. Use exactly 2 strike accents in the whole 2 bars. Velocities around 115 to 127. Force yourself to choose the priority hits. Map velocity to tone and bite, either in wave-eatable or with expression control. Duplicate to 8 bars. In bars 7 to 8, increase accent bite by about 10 to 20%. Then bounce a quick export and do a reality check at low monitoring volume. Turn it down until the sub is barely audible. If the rhythm still reads clearly because of mid movement and note length contrast, you nail the accent logic. To wrap it up, you've built a 2-layer rolling drum and bass base using only Live 12 stock tools. Operator for a stable mono sub, wave-eatable for a moving mid, and a rack that turns accents into fast, musical controls. This audio version is shortened for playback.